Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey guys, welcome back. The break is over. Me and Erin are back with a new episode of High Priestess. And in this episode, we talked about so much stuff and I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Yeah, back with a vengeance discussing whether your life has a purpose. Spoiler, it doesn't.
We're all spiraling together. It's all chaotic energy. We don't know what's going on. We don't know which way is left or right. I go on a bit of a vegan mission in this episode.
You do, but it's only to be expected. It's to be honest, it's in your blood. It's in your nature.
It's what happens if you haven't eaten meat in 22 years? Like, whatever. How old am I?
Yeah.
20? Oh, no, I'm 23. Don't worry. The maths is... We also discussed that maths is not our strong point in this app.
No, far from. But stay tuned. Hope you love it. As always, we dig into your thoughts, your feelings, your hopes, your fears.
Yeah, we talk about death. We talk about life. It's an all-rounder.
Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
So, I wanted to ask you, what do you think happens after we die? What do you think this is? What do you think this is? Do we think it's a simulation? Do we think it's aliens? Do you think it's, like, evolution, as we know? But what is that? Like, what are we in? You know, just girly things.
My main point is, I think that this whole conversation, this whole, like, discussion, this whole, like, query is a massive red herring. Mm-hmm. And really, there is no point there's no meaning of life. There's no meaning, I think, of the conversation of the meaning of life, because all it does is distract people, I think, from their actual lives. And I feel like I've told people time and time again what the meaning of life is, and they didn't like it, and they didn't change their lives, and they didn't do anything. So that's your problem now. Like, I don't care. I can have my own understanding of what's going to happen to me or whatever, and that might change over time, and it does sometimes. But I actually just think this whole... There's definitely, like, a kind of neo-philosophy, like, kind of Instagram philosophy.
Yeah.
The Instagram philosopher is, like, a massive thing at the moment. I think it's a shame, to be honest.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think philosophy from, like, antiquity to philosophy from, like, kind of early modern period, there's just no need to revive philosophy, I think. When you've got this amount of injustice and inequality in the world, and you want to talk about what the meaning of your little life is and what's going to happen to you when you die, I think it's a massive distraction. And I think so many people are miserable. Yeah.
People misunderstand, I think, of what is the meaning of life to what is the meaning of your life. Because a lot of the things that people were saying, like when I said, like, what is the meaning of life? And I was really interested to see what people would say to this. And people were saying, to find love, to get connection, to learn.
To breed, I saw someone
to breed.
Say.
Yeah, I breed. Think that was, like, the first one we got was, like, to breed. It's like, I've got an anthropology evolution, whatever the fuck word is in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's quite interesting when people impose their kind of romantic narrative of what they want their life to be on the meaning of life. So it's like, oh yeah, to learn about others, to find your soulmate, like whatever. It's like, no, this is what you want. So it's kind of quite... And then so on the next slide, I put something like, I know you said it was all of these things. Before that, I even saw what they wrote. I was like, yeah, okay. So I know you're going to say it's love, blah, 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 blah. But then why do you spend your life not doing that? So I do think it's worth asking the question, but I think people misunderstand the question of what is the meaning of life, which is the answer is, if the answer is anything but the other than we don't have a fucking clue, then you've missed it. It's not to find love. It's not to do any of that. That's your life.
I also bet their responses to that question of, if that's the meaning of life, then why are you spending your life doing otherwise? They would come up with because I can't practice that because no one else is on board with me. I can't do the proper meaning of my life.
Well, a lot of it was capitalism, and I think, yeah, I think it is capitalism.
Is the meaning of life?
No, capitalism is not the meaning
of life. Well, it is for a lot of people. That's why I think the meaning of life depends on who you ask. Because there is no overarching meaning of life. There can't be. We haven't found one yet. Yeah. We've been here for a long time.
But I love that. Do you not love that combo? I love the whole, is this a simulation? Like, yeah. What is this?
I think I used to because I used to have really strong, I think my mind was quite overactive as a child. And so I've had all of these theories at a really, really young age. I remember saying to my mum at about 6 years old, like, if you're an actor in a simulation, like, you can tell me, like, I won't mind.
Yeah, I remember doing things like this. I remember saying to my sister, like, we were on the swings in the garden, and I was like, are you in your head? Are you in there? Like, in the way that I'm in here, are you, like, can you think, like, are you alive, essentially?
Yeah.
And she was like 2 years younger than me, like a little four-year-old, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Mommy.
Yeah, like, save me.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, are you, like, in the same way that you feel as if you have an autonomy, do you have autonomy? Or are you, or am I in the Truman Show?
But then it's just like, okay, well, Descartes said it, it's over. But I think it's such a distraction in the sense of you could sit here going, are you in your head? Are you in your head? Meanwhile, look what just happened down the street. Someone just got shot. Like, look at this child, they're starving. Like, look at the injustice in your, literally down your street.
But I do not think it's a worth, I completely agree. Philosophy is a thing for the upper middle classes.
I think it's not a worthwhile question because it's kind of, I think it's kind of part of it's the new opium of the masses. I think it's, religion is not the thing anymore and Karl Marx should have just left it there. It's not about that. It's actually capitalism and, like, self-obsession are the new ways that we keep ourselves in a little box where you're just like a little hamster and you're not actually fulfilling anything that you want to do. You're just constantly chasing the wheel for your next kind of 200 likes on Instagram. It's just a complete smokescreen of the kind of hiding the reality of your life. Yeah, I just think so. I just think everyone's got their own theories. And I think I found that really interesting when I was like a child and it was really real to me and I felt like I could get the answer. But over the years, it's kind of like, well, no one has the answer, so I won't really entertain the conversation anymore. And I think a lot of the philosophy, kind of anything that people come up with now is only a regurgitation of what kind of middle-aged white men were saying in like 1500, you know.
I know, but I don't think people have read Descartes in the way that we know that Descartes said what he said. We know that fucking Nietzsche, blah, blah, blah. We know all of that because we studied that stuff. But I think that most people, some of the concepts are new. Like, I think that people are coming to...
Well, they're new to them, but they're not new to humanity.
I still think every single person should question, what is this? Like, what? Like, why am I here?
Same, but for themselves. Because then I think it should only be used as a tool to steer you to whatever is going to give you the most fun and you can squeeze the most out of life, like, rinse it for what it's worth for yourself. But if you're trying to project your idea, as you say, of, like, love or breeding onto the whole human race and then say that animals don't have a meaning of life, it's just a bit of a waste, I think.
Well, that's the bit that the whole theory falls down of. This, we're here for love. It's like, wait, so, but is the crocodile here for love? Only one species is here for love and to find connection and to learn, and all the other species on the planet are there to what, feed that species? They're nothing. They just do their own thing.
So that's why I kind of think the only overarching, the only universal meaning of life in the way that could connect humans and the crocodile or whatever is to stay alive. So the meaning of life is what? To just live it.
Well, that's kind of what we will inevitably end up doing. Like, that is how it will play out, isn't it? It's like, you can do all these fun things or you can do all the shit things. You can do whatever you want in your short time, but we all end up dead in the same way. But I think it's like, yes, yeah, so we will all end up doing the same. We all end up in the same place. But what we choose to fill our time with may or may not be different. We'll probably, for the most of us, have the same trajectory. I don't think that's the meaning. I'm interested in the, like, why behind the why. Like, it's kind of, it's not what will you do.
For what reason did humans...
Yeah, I think it's like, okay, so we know that it's like Big Bang, planet, billions and billions of years, evolution, Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, we know this. I quite like the whole convo around, I mean, what was it that Elon Musk was saying? It was like, obviously, we all have our issues with Elon Musk, but...
Yeah, fuck him.
Honestly, fuck him. But I remember when, I think I must have been like, I don't know, 16 or something. And I was like, fuck, like, this is fucking crazy, dude. And he was like, because he said, like, there is more chance. This is so misquoted. I'm so sorry to any scientist listening. there's more chance that this is not a base reality than this is a base reality. There's more chance that this is a simulation, that this does not exist, than this is base reality. Which, as in my brain, as however old I was like, fuck. It's like, oh my God, we are the Sims? Like, that is fucking crazy. And I think I'm quite interested in that whole convo and also how much that convo freaks people out. Mm. Like, have you ever spoken to, I'm sure you have, spoken to someone about like space, like go beyond, how our sun is a star and we're in the universe. We know this stuff. But when people get a bit
spooked,
and it's like, no, I don't like to think about it. I think it's interesting because to me that is so exciting. Even though we'll never know, it's just like, fuck, we're so small. Donald Trump is so small. He's nothing. He's a little worm on under a fucking shell.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as a snail. But
a worm under a shell.
He's nothing. He's a little woodlouse.
Yeah.
And I love
that. And us too. Yeah. Okay. Shall we get into listeners' thoughts? You did the polls this week.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you fill us in?
Everyone, as usual, said amazing things. So I asked straight away, does life have a purpose? And it was, I mean, I didn't think it would be this split. It's literally 52% and 48%.
Brexit situation.
Pure Brexit. We literally live in Brexit these days.
If you answered in these stories, by the way, and if you do kind of every week, thank you, we should say.
Yeah, thank you so much. So 52% is just winning that people think, yes, life does have a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all spiraling. No one really knows.
What would you fall into? Just if you had to do a quick yes or no.
Does life have a purpose? No.
Is that what you said? Purpose?
A purpose. I say no.
Does life have a purpose? Yes or no? And you said no.
Not your life. Not one's individual life.
Yeah.
It's does life. So a plant's life, an animal's life. Does life have a purpose?
Have a purpose. Have a purpose as well.
I'm saying no. Hard no.
Well, it's interesting because I was like, quick yes or no. It is interesting, though, to say a purpose because there could be a purpose, yes, but not necessarily one purpose.
Yeah. Is there purpose? Yeah.
Is there purpose? Is there a purpose? Yes, there's many. But I don't have an answer. Anyway.
You're 50-50, are you?
I'm a 50-50 split. I'm the, what was it, CITV? 50-50 or whatever that show was.
Oh my God, yeah, I love it. So if yes, what is the purpose of life? And I said, what is the meaning of all this? And I kind of preempted what everyone was going to say because on the next slide, I said, okay, so you've put that the answer is love, connection, finding happiness, but then why have we know these are the purpose? Do we waste our times on things that don't matter? And I said, why do we constantly seek drama and distraction in shit TV, social media, alcohol, scrolling, buying clothes, and talking about other people and neglecting ourselves?
So freaking true.
Yeah. And the overarching message, the overarching response was capitalism.
Okay.
And don't we know it, baby? Then I went on a vegan rant and said, if a human's life has meaning, does an animal's? And I'm pushing my vegan agenda.
You really are.
I really am. And I thought it was interesting because 83% of people said yes, that an animal's life has meaning.
What is that? Would you say 83? So what is that, 17?
17% of people say no. And I was really tactical with the emojis that I used in this. I did not want to use cats and dogs. So there's, if you
cutesy little hamsters. No.
This is crocodiles. There's a fucking orangutan, a whale, a chicken, an owl. I'm not talking about does your dog's life have meaning. Does your dog's, yeah, he has a little personality. He's so cute. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an alligator. Does your alligator's life have meaning? No.
Yeah. If you have an alligator.
Well, you do on Animal Crossing. You actually have one on Animal Crossing called Alfonso.
I do, Alfonso. And he is my king and he does have a purpose to make me happy.
Yeah. And he was created by a human.
Just commenting on pets quickly.
Mm.
I have a theory. So basically, if you don't know, the love of my life, Ozzy, he's a dog, my beautiful dog. And we have had quite a turbulent relationship. At the beginning, I was not a fan. He was not a fan of me. And then literally like 8 years later, we're in love. I'm obsessed with him. I think he's great. Like, it kind of makes me cry to think that one day he may die.
Mm.
May. As if there's a chance that he is
immortal.
Yep. My theory on pets is that, or like even dogs as well, in the way that we like make dogs this kind of biblical, like virtuous being. They're not really, are they? And your dog doesn't love you, do they? And I think you don't necessarily love your dog. You're just projecting all of your wants and fears and desires onto this tiny little thing that just wants to be fed and wants to wag its tail and cuddle you sometimes.
Yeah, and you've called it Jonathan and you're like, oh my God, Jonathan loves this. Oh, look at his little tail, Jonathan. But it's like, Jonathan's actual name is Ruff, and he just shits and he eats and doesn't do that much else. And this is coming from two people that love their dogs. I also have a theory about cats, because I had two cats and I can't even speak about them really because I love them so much. Quentin and Kirby. Got them from a rescue center. I was
infatuated.
I was infatuated by them and I loved them, loved them, loved them. When Quentin, they both got hit by cars on separate occasions. They used to sleep in roads. They weren't the smartest. When Quentin got hit by a car, I did a really dramatic thing, kind of fell against the wall and screamed, no, and collapsed onto the floor.
And what about Kirby? You didn't do the same. You did
Kirby, sob, sob, sob. Same old story. But that was many years later.
Yeah, same procedure. Yeah.
But I have a theory about cats that I think a dog does love you in a very dependent way. There is an element of what you could call love, infatuation, whatever that is, obsession, dependency.
If you will.
A toxic relationship nonetheless. But there is a relationship there. I think people that say that their cats love them are kidding themselves. They're lying to themselves. And this is coming from someone that I indulge in that lie. I indulge in the lie. We're lying to ourselves when we say that cats love us. They don't give a fuck in the same way. You are literally a bowl to them. That you just bring the bowl. You're just a waiter in their house.
But they don't get dependent on that in the same way as dogs. Why do you think?
No, I think if we all drop dead, a cat would find food somewhere.
And the dogs would kind of weep.
The dog doesn't know what's left or right.
Yeah, it's the old dogs cry.
Running around in circles.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I kind of prefer cats. I think they've got a feminist energy about them.
A feminist energy? Do you see how we project onto our pets? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's why I love my dog, because it's like, you're dependent on me. Like, I love my dog because I'm projecting a need to be needed.
And almost like a little personality.
Oh, this thing wants to cuddle me literally all day, every day. Well, then you're a perfect king. We're in love.
Yeah, and a little personality. Like, to me, it's like, I would always say, oh my God, Kirby's voice is like, I kind of see her as Spanish. Like, I see her as like a Spanish sassy lady.
That's the thing. I love Ozzy because he's part Chihuahua, and I'm like, oh, my Mexican king. He's got his little kind of maracas, just so cute. Exactly.
Yeah. But it's true. And Otto, I'm like, oh, he's such a goofball. And he's like, I don't give a fuck about you. Give me my food.
He's like, miss me, lady. Like, back off.
And you're attaching a little lead to him. You're like, come on, walkies, walkies. Thinking they love it.
You love your walks, don't you? He's like, oh.
They don't love it. They only love that because that's the only bit of time they get to be somewhat an animal,
to emulate a stray dog,
to be somewhat free whilst they're on a leash.
Did you think this vegan rant was coming this early in the ep, guys? I don't think you did.
Oh yeah, also this is coming from people with pets. Like, trust the word, is hypocritical, man. I also said, I gave a little hot take in the middle of the thing. I said, humans love to gatekeep purpose, so a dolphin's life can have meaning, but what about a common rat or a pig or a McChicken burger? Don't know if it's called a McChicken burger.
The angriest vegan I've ever known.
Just, oh, come on, guys. What are we talking about? Our dog's life have meaning, but the alligator does not have meaning. Come on.
Also, as always, the demand characteristics, they're just, it's out the window at this point. It's like the social desirability is off the charts now. Now that you know exactly what we want from you.
I said, do you believe that you have free will? It's winning. The yeses are winning with 63%, leaving 37% saying no, that we do not have free will. Do you think we have free will? Meaning that, do you think that we are in control of our own decisions and desires?
I don't really have a yes or no answer to anything. I would hate to follow High Priestess every fucking week, someone saying yes or no, massive question. It's like, it's loaded, guys.
Well, I put a little box underneath saying expand, because always people are DMing.
Oh, I'd be spilling over into the box like nobody's business.
Yeah, because people DM being like, oh my God, no, like, I actually think kind of medium, like, it depends. It's like, yeah, of course, like, I completely understand. It completely depends. That's why I usually put a box on the hard questions.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't answer yes or no. I think the large majority of people live without any autonomy. And I think the only thing that will give you free will is understanding how little scope of autonomy you actually have. it's a little bit reckless, it's a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy to discuss with kind of real false consciousness societies whether or not they have free will, because I don't want suicide rates to go up. I don't think we're tough enough. Hell yes, we're tough enough to have this conversation, to be honest. Not just you and I, just as a society, I think, before we can have the conversation, here I go again, but before we can have the conversation of, do you have free will as an individual, so many other facets of society have to be addressed.
Because it depends on, it's kind of that you have free will, but you are working within the confines of patriarchal society, white supremacist society, and class, the class system as a whole. Like, there are so many things playing in. So you may have autonomy as a baby that is born, and yes, your life is not scripted, but you also can only do so much within the small area of life that you have been given, like where you've been placed. So you only have so much autonomy, really.
Yeah, and I think also, I'm not trying to make the little kid from a working class county feel bad about,
think they can't be the prime minister,
exactly, feel bad about his own lack of free will, because that's not your, it's not a you problem, it's actually a societal problem.
Yeah, it's nothing about you. So then I said, now we're time for the big one, what happens after we die? Nothing, reincarnation, heaven, hell, return to the aliens, or we rot. Lol, help, I put at the end, because we rot, I didn't really want to end it on we rot, it's a bit bleak,
but also like, yeah,
we do. I've seen a skeleton, and trust me, we rot like nobody's
rot
business.
Big time.
Faster than you can blink.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, one that I found really interesting, which was about what the meaning of life is. They said, I'm in the middle.
Same.
Yes, to potentially make things better for future generations. No, because we die and it's over. But I think that's, I mean, I agree. But I also think it's interesting to say, yes, there is a meaning of life and it's to potentially make things better for the future generation. But no, there isn't, because you die anyway and then it's over. But actually, it's like almost like, what do you call that in maths? Where it's like a common denominator and you like reduce the fractions more and more to make them... There's a math, you could say like, oh, I can't even give an example.
Honestly,
because I'm terrible at
maths. Fuck knows, I hate maths so much.
Yeah, I think in you, I found the only other person that hates maths more than I do, maybe.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of how my brain works.
Literally.
It's the absolute opposite.
Anyway, I found this interesting because I thought you can actually reduce their point, I think. I'm sure they're not going to be happy about this. They're like, no, don't reduce my point. I said what I meant. But I think by saying, yes, there's a meaning in a way because we should make life better for the future generations. But no, there's not a meaning because at the end of the day, you die. I actually think even then you're still saying essentially the meaning of life is to reproduce, because you're thinking about actually, yeah, either way, the meaning is to survive, for the human race to continue. Yeah.
A loyalty to this race. Yeah, that's in programmed.
And we had a lot talking about breeding, reproduction to survive and thrive, which I love. Someone said reproduction, loving my ass off, but I choose to believe it's happiness and success, which I think is a very healthy way of looking at it.
Because if you look at what really is the meaning, or not even the meaning, the reason, it, as science would explain, it's kind of like Big Bang, evolution, blah, 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 we end up here. And it's like, okay, so there is no inherent meaning, but you can impose your own personal meaning on whatever you want. So you can, it's kind of our favorite thing that we love to say, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Classic quote that we did not create, but we love. Yeah.
Hire priestess.
It's kind of that thing from The Office where it's the quote something then quoted Michael Scott, if you know the thing.
Yeah,
you might as well impose whatever meaning that you want. Like, there is no, the thing is, we will never know. There's not gonna be a day when the simulation fucking ends, end game pops up, the meaning of that was to fucking reproduce, the meaning of that was to find love. There was no meaning. That's never gonna happen unless we are in the Sims, but the Sims never find this shit out, so there's no point. So you might as well just impose what you want.
But at the same time, they're waving at the sky saying, my shoe now, feed me, I'm hungry. You know, they're aware of their lack of autonomy depending on how far along you place the slider. But I also think, I mean, we say there's no meaning. It depends what you mean by meaning, because actually there could just be a meaning that is way beyond the semantics of our understanding.
Of human language.
Beyond the scope and the range that we as humans, that humans have the vocabulary to comprehend. And then maybe when you die, you do understand that it was all about reproduction in a certain way. I think because we, you and I as well, don't place much emphasis on reproduction or breeding or human survival, at the same time, I can very easily look at an alligator, for example, and be like, yeah, I don't want you to go extinct.
But also, it's the reason that we don't place meaning on reproduction is because now we have understood feminism and how women, that has been their role. Whereas the only reason we're here is because someone along the line, a lot of people down the line, cared about reproduction and breeding.
Well, I also think I place a lot of emphasis on reproduction in my own life. But as a society, I would never say that the overarching message of humanity is to reproduce, because I think that's so exclusivist and so reductionist and just insane. But in the meaning of my individual life, there are lots of meanings, and it's all about love and reproduction and beauty and happiness and success and totally. Et cetera, and. But it's the same thing of, is it your meaning or everybody's meaning? And how could there ever be everybody's meaning when we literally can't even agree on whether Brexit should be a thing, for God's sake?
There was actually, you speaking about how it's kind of beyond human conception, what's going on. There was a really interesting book that I had to read at uni, and it was called Flatland. And it was really, I was doing kind of dystopian stuff.
It's a novel?
Yeah, it was a novella. It was really, really short. And everyone go read it if you want to be bored out of your mind. But the concept is that they are living in land of a 2D land, and he's a fucking, the more sides of the shape you have, it's just so fucking interesting, the more sides that you have is the more power you have in the hierarchy. So a straight line, all women are straight lines, triangles are the middle class, squares are the upper class, circles are like the fucking politicians, all 2D world. And one day a square is there and he's just in his house, and a cube comes down from the sky, and he cannot comprehend the 3D reality.
Oh wow. It's Moses and the Ten Commandments. They fly down from the sky, a big cube, yeah.
Yeah, a cube, something that's 3D.
It's a deity.
It's like, it's from your angle as a 2D square on flat land, you can't even see, you can't look up, you can't see what it is. And it's kind of saying, what happens in the fourth dimension? We can't even comprehend, as little flat squares that we are, we can't comprehend the cube that exists. So I think it's almost, as you were saying, completely a red herring to discuss this, but I also live for the convo.
Yeah, live for the convo and know that you'll never get...
We'll never understand.
You're probably never going to understand, because who do you think you are?
If you want to be a Sim, you're a Sim. If you want to be a fucking square, you're a square. If you want to be the meaning is becoming the next sort of singing sensation, you might as well do it. Like, whatever you want to do.
I also think...
Impose a meaning.
It's so the classic thing of, in the way that... I think it's important to talk about religion in the sense that... I don't know if I said this earlier about Karl Marx and the opium and the massive and blah, 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 and how everyone our polls the other day said that capitalism is now what is keeping everyone within their box, and that's
trapped
in their box and only with that scope of meaning for their own lives. And I wonder how things will change. I think there's been a shift. I mean, not I think, it is known that there has been a shift with secularization from religion controlling, so much, not just the state, but society and the mind of the individual, to then move into the way that we are trapped into capitalism. Do you think we'll stay in that forever? Where do you think we're moving on to something else?
I mean, the progress seems to be pretty slow.
Not in our lifetime. Apart from kind of impending doom that the world is just going to implode.
Yeah, I mean, I think surely the way it looks like it's going, i.e. people voting for Brexit, people voting for Donald Trump, things getting slowly more right-wing and sort of the hierarchy just further imposed, middle class disappearing, all of this stuff. It doesn't look to me like we're going to get equality before climate change gets us.
Do you think kind of the villain will change his mask? Like, I'm not saying religion is a villain. I'm not even saying capitalism really is a villain. They're not necessarily tangible. But I wonder if we could move away from capitalism and into something else that keeps people confined in their boxes. Or is there nothing as strong as being capitalism's bitch? Kind of the American dream, like the whisper of like success is enough to keep people spinning in that hamster wheel.
I'm trying to think of my dystopian knowledge, and whilst capitalism is a dystopia, there is something so almost funny about how communism is framed in like just the world of like dystopian literature and films, I guess, like kind of how that is framed as communism.
Abnegation
and just in which is all of it, like kind of it's fucking, you're eating a grey meal in a grey bowl, your hair is fucking grey, your skin is grey, in a grey outfit, in a grey building, in a grey world. It's like, okay, so that's communism, is it? But actually that's fucking capitalism. And then the 1% I think if you look at high dystopian stuff, so dystopian things, so for example, I'm watching The Hunger Games with my family at the moment.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
High kind of communist society, in that there is one political
establishment,
yeah, and that makes up the people of the capital, and then there are the many districts which feed the capital. You know the thing, you know,
Hunger, you guys know, Team Gale,
Team Peter. Big time Team Peter. I was honestly watching it thinking, I cannot fucking believe your Team Gale. He's a meathead.
I can't comprehend.
Well, I'm Team Haymitch, as we know.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm Team Jennifer Lawrence. I'm Team, you should have left it at two movies and got the fuck out of there.
Well, I'm on the fourth tonight with my family, and I, trust me, I can't wait. Peter features quite heavily, so I'm quite excited. He's gone a bit nuts at the moment. He's like
fucking baking cookies all day.
No, he's not being tortured all day.
He's like trying to be a fucking tree all day. He's like doing face paint. Like, get a grip. Grow up. I'm about to be murdered.
Yeah, but Gail's just looking at TV crying. Ugh,
I think she just should have moved away with her sister and never volunteered and just called it a day and just lived peacefully.
She couldn't. Prim was going to be taken.
Before all of this. To be honest, she should have killed herself right at the beginning.
I was thinking that. It's like, I was thinking that.
I'd rather die.
Save yourself the time, Katniss.
What do you think of suicide?
That it's really sad.
What do you think of euthanasia?
First of all, where's this going? You're leading me down a rabbit hole where I end up saying suicide is good or something.
No, but you know Bobo.
I know.
Optimistic nihilist. Bobo and Flex. If you guys don't listen to Bobo and Flex, you should. They're great. You'll never listen to us again. If you spend literally an hour with them, your life will be changed.
They are absolutely, they're incredible. They're our favourite podcast. We love
And Bobo talks about suicide, I think, a lot on her stories, etc. And how, I mean, it's not groundbreaking. It's not necessarily her theory, but it's her view, and I'm sure it's shared by a lot of you, that suicide is like your own choice, and why should that be taken from you if you choose to end your own life. I'm massively paraphrasing and maybe twisting and turning it in my own interpretation, but the general gist of it is we have a bit of a bizarre conception of suicide within society, but really, is suicide the only way that you can take your life into your own hands? So I think it's interesting when we talk about the meaning of life and autonomy and free will, etc., etc., you know, to discuss your thoughts on suicide, because I'm not really sure on mine. I mean, God forbid, if you committed suicide, I'm committing suicide. Like, I'm not happy about it. I don't think suicide is good. I think it's awful, obviously. But also, of course, I would, because I live in a society where suicide is, you know, so sad.
Yeah. When I think of suicide, I don't necessarily think of freedom. Like, I think of it as a horrific symptom of a fucked up world. Like, yes. So horrific. So I don't necessarily, in Bobo's theory, it's almost that it's like a freeing act, which I completely understand how that could be. I think it's quite dangerous. Because sure, that's true. We live in a horrific world, but it doesn't need to be like that.
Well, you're assuming that everyone who commits suicide has the scope to understand what it means to be free, and that it's not just a symptom of a mental illness, i.e. depression, for example.
Yeah, and these things can be cured, and also it leaves room to confuse a passing feeling of hopelessness with like a general hopelessness in life. Like, there is nothing, it's very common just to feel, oh my god, there is no fucking point in me being here. We've all felt like that, like, what am I doing? But then suicide is so impulsive and so permanent that I think it's dangerous to view it as like a freedom from society, because I think you can get other freedoms of society which still involve you being alive.
Like what?
There is help available in that you can go to therapy.
If you can afford it, if you have that accessible to you. And so...
Totally.
Yeah, I guess the more vulnerable you are, the smaller that funnel becomes with what is available to you that can also free you in the way that you may think that suicide could. This has got dark, hasn't it? Should we diverge? Should we pivot?
Yeah, just an overarching thing.
Message.
If you are feeling suicidal feelings, please reach out to somebody.
No, I can... Yes. Completely. Completely, completely that. I also think society will make you think that no one else has ever been sad before and everyone else is really successful and you're the only person who feels bleak. But literally, bleakness is like the most fucking common emotion, or like absence of emotion is incredibly common. You don't have to, like, the pressures of society will have you feeling a crazy way. And I think actually there's a lot of young people who respond to you and I, Seffi, our platform. And so I think if that is you listening, this is a PSA that you can prioritize yourself. And if you need help, do whatever you can to find it.
So one that I liked with what happens after you die, what do you think happens after you die was the question we asked. And one that I really like, I don't know why I love this. It just says, eaten by wormies, I hope.
I saw that and I thought it was amazing. Wormies. Yeah. Eat me alive, boys.
Yeah. What makes it interesting to me is that I hope. Because I, as much as I think, yeah, sure, that is...
Oh, I'm like, the bit that was interesting to me was the wormies.
Well, I love wormies.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, I love wormies. Like, it's like, oh my god, decay my body, you cuties.
Honestly, like, cutie pies.
Yeah, cute. It's like, I don't mind wormies eating me, but I don't really love maggots eating me. Like, that's different.
Yeah.
The language changes it, doesn't it? Big time.
Big time.
But I think it's interesting that I hope, because it's like, yeah, I think that's what happens. That's what I believe happens as someone that was raised atheist. And kind of, I guess, hasn't strayed too far from that path, other than I love ghosts. But I don't know if I hope that I get eaten by wormies. What do you hope happens?
I hope I die of old age in like my beautiful house with all my grandkids. We just had a barbecue. It's so blissful.
I don't know why you want it at a barbecue. Your grandchildren are like, grandma.
No, I had the barbecue that day, and yeah, it's quite horrible. They're all gonna wake up tomorrow morning, they're like, where's grandma?
No, they won't say, where's grandma? They're gonna say, grandma's sleeping. Grandma? The youngest one, your favourite one, the baby comes in. Grandma, I bought you a cup of tea.
No, because I'll let them know. I'll say, listen, you should have known by organising a barbecue with me at 103 years old, I'm probably going to die tonight.
Yeah, it was the meat that did it. She had a final thing.
So they'll know it was the Last Supper yesterday.
Well, that's horrible.
Anyway, I die. I awake in my dreamscape. Mm. My lover has died with me. Sorry, Jack.
I thought you were saying, because it wasn't Jack, my lover's died with me. Sorry, Jack.
My mistress is next to me.
My bit on the side has died with me. Sorry,
my
Jack.
My toy boy is by my side. Yeah, there's kind of beautiful... Everyone's eating hot dogs.
You're eating meat, are you? Vegan comes out. Vegan jumps out. So, really? So in your dream world, animals are still dying, yeah? Sure, that's what you dream of. Pretty sure that's not their dream dying state.
In my dream death, all food is vegan now.
Oh, I love it. Linda McCartney runs the dream world.
Yeah, Exactly.
CEO of the dream.
She's the gatekeeper of my heaven.
CEO of heaven.
I enter. I sit down at a plush cinema.
Oh my god.
I have a beautiful big bag of popcorn and a huge Pepsi Max, bigger than your eyes can see.
As far as your eyes can see.
You look out into the sea, and it's Pepsi Max as far as your eye can see.
I love it.
Cherryade, lemonade,
lashings of ginger beer,
and then
it's Willy Wonka.
Exactly. And I sit down. I sit back and relax. The curtains open, and I'm watching my highlight reel unfold before me. All the priestesses are living their best life. You're all sending in messages saying, thanks so much for the podcast. I say, no worries, hun.
Oh, my God.
All my old school friends. You know, I just would like a real, almost like a memory book. Scrapbook.
Kind of what Dumbledore has. That thing that Dumbledore puts his memories in.
Yeah, my pensive.
Oh, do you know its name? You know the official title?
I know the official title. Do you not? That's a shame.
You said pensive. That's what it's called?
Pensive, yeah.
Didn't know that. That's fascinating.
And you take it out and put it into a little vial.
Yes.
This is when we Google it and it's not called that.
Yeah,
it is, but quite morbid if it's not. And then they drop it in. Anyway, but it's like a full-on feature film.
Oh, I love it.
And slowly, this is quite a good idea, slowly, as the film is playing, people from my past come in and they join the cinema and we're all watching together laughing. Haha, that bit was great.
I got shivers.
Do you remember that bit? Wouldn't that be fun? I'm assuming we all died last night. Everyone I've ever met died with me just so they can come and watch my highlight reel.
Are you an old woman?
Yes, I'm like 103, 104.
No, but as in, have you gone back to your youthful body or are you an old woman sitting in the cinema? Like, your knees are hurting.
I almost think it's a bit of a Animal Crossing situation in that I can go up to the wardrobe and I can change my shape. So if I wanted to be my 23-year-old self, I could, kind of just for a day. But I imagine, or I'd like to think, in my dream world, when I'm 103, I'd be comfortable in my 103-year-old body. What about you?
Yeah, you're not thinking, oh, I'll get back to my best self. It's like, no, I die at my best self.
Exactly. And from there on, the dream continues. I won't, you know, I won't go into the spoilers, but it's going to be great.
So you've been to the cinema, then what? You go for a meal? Like, what do you do after the cinema?
Yeah, we have a beautiful dinner. I mean, it's everyday dinner day, everyday champagne day. It's just
going on
celebrations
forever.
Until I think I can have rests where I turn off my consciousness.
Love it.
It's like just a good sleep. So it's like I'm not suffering the curse of immortality, but I can just dip in and out of kind of play dates. The Jonas Brothers put on a concert every night.
Oh my God. Joe died in the dream with you. Yeah, I love
it. It's just sons. What about
so
you?
So in your ideal scenario, you're hanging out with Kevin Jonas. Is that really what you want?
Yeah. I babysit his children. I guess they wouldn't be far off my age at that point, so maybe not.
Danielle's there, his wife.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. So feel free to join, guys.
That sounds absolutely stunning.
It's Christmas twice a year.
No summer. It's an endless winter.
It's just going to be great. Every Sunday we have a roast dinner. So what's your dream death, past, afterlife situation?
I was just thinking, I'm definitely not dying at a barbecue.
I was just thinking, yours sounds really good. Feel free to join.
Well, I like waking up in a cinema, but I don't want to die at a barbecue with my children. Like, that sounds bleak to me.
The barbecue's over. It's over.
Die at a barbecue.
The barbecue's happened already.
You choke on a bit of sweet corn.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. Kind of Joffrey at the...
That's worst nightmare.
Joffrey at his wedding in Game of Thrones.
Awful. Like, spoiler.
Nana! That's gone. Poisoned wine. But
what's your hope for the afterlife? Or your hope for death, I guess.
So my dream death is, I want it to be dramatic, but I want to be old. Of course I do. My Leo moon's coming out.
Yeah.
I want it to be, let me really think. I've just I'm living off the land. I'm living in a farm. I've got many animals around me. I'm kind of speaking with my pet crow and like...
Kind of, you're in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, like I just live an amazing life. Oh my God. I have gone on an amazing adventure, kind of Bilbo Baggins, and I'm writing the last word of my memoir of what happened on the adventure. And I feel myself going, I'm trying to squeeze out the last sentence. I'm 107. Older than you.
You're older than me.
Four extra years without you. Those would be my biggest rest
yet. I don't have to live a life without you. That's great.
And trust me, I'm partying on those years. Best 4 years of my life. It's my time to shine. I get a lot done in those 4 years and my pen falls off the paper, my head hits the floor.
But not quite enough. Yeah, we never hear your final words.
No, I think I full stop. I full stop. The end. Full stop. Head falls to the ground. Dead.
Your last breath.
She's dead on top of an amazing work that will be later shown in museums.
Wow.
The adventure gone on how to speak to dolphins or something like that. You know, just a casual
life. Okay, and then what? And then you get eaten by the wormies?
No. The wormies don't come near me. It's a worm-free death.
They wouldn't dare.
I feel myself float up from the body and I get to maybe walk around for a bit, get in a taxi, go see other people, you know, like see suddenly the world is like ghost world.
Right.
Ghost world. But I don't really want that. I kind of actually just want to come to the cinema with you.
Well, I mean, the door's always open.
You'll have to be sitting there 4 years too long though.
We'll do the premiere showing of Persephone Deacon, the life of...
Oh, wait, do we have to watch other people's lives every night?
Well, I'll happily watch yours, but you don't have to watch mine, I guess, if you don't want to.
It's like now showing the life of...
Bilbo Baggins.
Well, I love the sound. I kind of love the idea of you see all your highlights, kind of your life flashes before your eyes, but it's a feature movie. It has like DreamWorks logo before it.
It has an amazing soundtrack, courtesy of the Jonas Brothers.
But I think I also quite like the idea of there being a not only people that I knew in my own life in this kind of heavenly scenario.
Oh yeah, everyone's
there, so I can go and interview kind of Anne Boleyn.
Yeah, but I'm almost thinking you've got Anne Boleyn in your consciousness, so she could be there. Like you can access her because you have that awareness.
And is it a shared world, or does everyone have their own individual? Like Jack would has his own one, and you're kind of appearing in his.
Maybe that's. Mine is the main one, like that not necessarily mine, but that world is the main one. But then in the way that I dip in and out of consciousness and I can rest, you can go off and have your own space, for example.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean?
Your own island. Yeah. I think I want to, my world wouldn't be so much like, it would be this world, a sort of heavenly version of this world, otherworldly, but elevated. For example, I can fly, I can breathe underwater, like
absolutely
shapeshift into different animals. Like I can be, it's like an elevated version. But I think I stay there for 1,000 years, then I die, then it's nothing.
You don't have to put the restriction on it, because what I'm doing is I've got the option. I could go to sleep for 1,000 years, but then what if you could come back? Or
I know, but I don't love the endlessness.
Yeah, but I could literally, I could sleep for 1,000 years. I could just go to sleep forever and then it's nothing. And I don't have the restriction of I have to be here for 1,000 years and then I can go. It's like I could actually turn off for like 500 years and then come back, do another 2 years and then go forever.
True.
No labels, you know, a world without labels.
Yeah, it's free, yeah, it's fluid. Sometimes you're alive, sometimes you're dead. I quite like the idea of being like a tree. Like, you know that whole thing about you return to the earth and like blah, 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 blah. I'm coming across like such a hippie in this. Almost like you then become, you experience different levels of consciousness. So for example, you live as a flower, then you live as a fucking moth, and you live like, all of that is quite fun, I think. I would love to live as that, as long as I'm not on like an orca in SeaWorld or like a fucking Joe exotic tiger. Like, get me out.
And without your human consciousness, you would want to have like the plant's consciousness. So you're not inside the plant thinking.
A blade of grass. You're a blade of grass. Like, oh shit, I think I'm a blade of grass.
Oh my god,
the lawnmower's coming.
I'm in a Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah, it's like a full horror movie. No, you have the consciousness of a blade of grass. All life, just just like you're experiencing all levels of consciousness and life, not just human life.
That sounds great. But if it does come down to the wormies eating me, I mean, what can we do?
I think it does come down to the wormies eating, but I hate to say it, guys. As much as the cinema...
I hate to say it. The cinema's not likely.
The cinema, you're going to fucking like Nando's afterwards. Like, all of that sounds great. Oh, you get to live as a tree, get to fly, you get to go underwater, all of that. I think it is actually, we turn into little...
Nothingness.
Maggots eat us, which is nice. Wormies. Let's call them wormies because it's a bit cute. But I think it's interesting to think what people hope happens. Because, like, yeah, let's have a bit of hope, guys.
Yeah, can you tell us what you hope happens, listening? I would love to know.
First of all, tell me what you think and then what you hope. Yeah. Write us long DMs. I'm into that. Write us an email. Do you know what I love? Getting an email. Our email's on our Instagram address. Instagram address? It's on our Instagram page. And click email and send us an email. I actually would love this. I think I'd scream.
I mean, the DMs we die over, but the emails, we die, reincarnate, die all over again.
Little cinema showing, then we die and reincarnate. Yeah. I can't wait. At the very end of the poll, I wanted to leave it on kind of a happy note. So I said, purpose or no purpose, how are you spending your life?
And did it end on a happy note?
It did. This one's, well...
Oh, good.
I like this one. This is, well, they all kind of... I think people were saying, like, I'm learning to be my best... What someone said, learning to be my best bitch self, creativity, kind of doing fun stuff. Someone said on TikTok, which I loved because same.
Was it you?
It was like me, like, yeah, same. Also, speaking of TikTok, do you know what side of TikTok I've suddenly found myself on?
Harvey from Sabrina.
No, that's new. I would definitely...
That was the other day. Right, okay. What's the new one?
Ross Lynch, that's his name. We were trying to think of his name the other day. Ross Lynch.
Yeah, I knew it was Ross something.
I was like, Ross Geller?
Honestly.
I'm on TikTok. You know, have you seen Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
I know of it, yeah.
The older brother. There's an older brother called Roderick. And I, for some reason, have found myself on Roderick TikTok. I don't know how I've got there, but if anyone else is there, someone help me get off. I fancy him big time. Well, used to.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to fancy him. Otherwise, you're not there.
Big time. He kind of wore eyeliner, like kind of that kind of guy.
Yeah, your type.
But I'm on his, I'm on Roderick TikTok. It's like, someone save me. Like, yeah. What's my life come to? So someone said, at the moment, everything is ruled by job seeking, brackets, fucking capitalism. Classic.
Honestly, fucking capitalism.
And it's determining what I can do. Generally really happy in my relationships with others, but stressed with finding a job / life shit. And then they said in capitals, how are you two spending your lives? Also, I want to know. I said that wrong. How are you two spending your lives? I also want to know. Not also, yeah. You know, got the syntax muddled.
Lovely. That's so sweet.
So sweet. So sweet when we can be self-indulgent and people ask after us.
I mean, yeah, capitalism sucks or whatever. She said fucking capitalism.
I completely agree. Capitalism... It fucking sucks.
Balls. It honestly does.
Like, it ruins our lives.
Get me out of here.
I think it's an absolute fucking scam, and I think everyone can fucking relate at the moment that, I mean, capitalism has failed us in the ultimate way. It seemed like it was a stable system, but oh no, it's not.
And yet communism is so scary, apparently, even though we have to use communism to buy our way out of the dangers of capitalism every kind of 40 years.
Literally, take me to Pan Am. Hunger Games reference. Take me there.
No!
In the capital.
What you mean is take me to Peter's house, take me to Hamish's house. That's what you meant.
Yeah, take me to Hamish's house, please. Also, don't, like, he is, I think Hamish smells. That's my theory. I think Hamish smells of wee.
That's bad. Did you also say that Hugh Jackman smells of wee?
No, I have a theory that Matthew McConaughey smells of wee.
Matthew McConaughey. Why did I think it was Hugh Jackman? They kind of have a similar
vibe. I just think that Matthew McConaughey stinks of piss, and I know it's true.
how do you know?
Well, he just gives me that vibe, and Hamish gives me a similar vibe.
Right, just the vibes. I was like, wait, there's a story.
No, there's no story. That's just one of my many theories. I've held that theory since I was about 14 years old. Matthew McConaughey definitely smells of wee. But anyway, capitalism. It fucks us up. Like, it's shit. It's so shit.
Yeah, all of us.
We complete, like, why do we have to spend our 111 life, not one, 111 lives, our one life.
Unless, plot twist, we actually do get another life after this. How would you feel if you died and they were like, right, here you go into your next life or whatever, and it was a relatively similar being?
I'd say, is that life on Earth? Fingers crossed, no.
Well, if it was pretty much in the experience that you've had as Persephone, you die, and then they say, okay, take two, let's do it again. You're not necessarily repeating your life, but you're going to have a very similar, like, experience. Are you guts? Are you gutted about it? Are you sad? Or you're excited?
I think I'm thrilled. Because there's a theory I cannot for the fucking life of me remember. It's like a philosopher's theory. And it's that if you had to repeat, if your life ended right now, your life ended at this moment, right now when we're recording this podcast, right now when you're walking your dog, listening to this, whatever you're doing. Mm. Sorry if you're walking your dog, that's probably quite scary. I'm not stalking you.
Literally 70% of them are walking their dog right now.
Same. And that's when I do my best podcast listening, when I'm walking my dog.
Shouts out to you. Yeah.
Or you're in the bath. Could be there.
And the dog.
Hey, dog. Your dog doesn't love you.
I want to know whose this theory is. I don't think it's familiar.
Yeah, if your life ended at this moment right now, and then you were put on repeat and repeat and repeat, and you had to just live from birth up till now, die, live till birth up till now, die, would you be happy with that? How are you feeling about that? And it's a good test to be like, how happy are you with your life and how you've lived your life and the choices that you're making currently?
I think it's interesting, but I also think one of your favourite films could be The Revenant, but it's not necessarily very watchable. Do you get what I mean? Like, a film could be great, but it doesn't, you don't have to repeat it. Sometimes you've just seen things once and that's enough.
No, I don't think it's not Groundhog Day. Like, you don't remember you don't have a consciousness of you're living it again. You wake up baby and you live again. And making the same decisions because it's still you and all of that stuff. Like, how happy are you with the existence that you've had? And it's tricky because it's like, I don't fucking know. Like, I've experienced joy in my life and I've experienced, like, pain in my life. Like, it's been the way that I'm living now, as in the exact experience that I am in now mentally, I'm happy with the balance of misery and happiness that I've got. But I take me back kind of 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It's definitely overweighed by misery. And, like, there's definitely the balance has tipped toward, I'm honestly the sinking Titanic, the balance has fucking tipped. Like, it's, there's way more sadness than there is happiness.
Do you think you've experienced the full scope of emotions that you can experience?
No way.
Yeah.
If one of the emotions is, so for example, I mean, this is just ridiculous, enlightenment.
But I mean, like, have you experienced the most joyful joy and the most melancholy sadness? Do you know what I mean? Like, not experiences, not enlightenment, but emotions.
I don't know how easy it is to measure. Like, who knows when you're at 100% and you're not at 87%.
That's the thing, yeah.
You're not at 92.5%. Like, it's a difficult thing to measure. What about you? It's really tricky.
It's almost like, statistically, like, say you were shuffling cards and you got kind of a 9. Would you keep playing for a queen or a jack or a king? Do you know what I mean? Like, in the way that...
No, I wouldn't, because we learned this the hard way yesterday on Animal Crossing.
We did. Big fucking time.
We're running a turnip scam. We fucking learned the fucking hard way.
We were taking part in a heist. Let's just say it went badly. All worked out in the end, but fucking hell.
Well, basically, well, it actually went well. We've made millions of bells over the course of... We spent all fucking day.
To answer your question, which I can't remember what it was, how are things going for us right now?
Oh yeah, basically, first of all, we did a turnip heist. Let's maybe leave it there.
Yeah.
They don't need to know the ins and outs of the heist.
Well, let's kind of basically explain it. What happened was we got good prices one day, one morning, and we were like, right, they could be even higher in the afternoon. Checked, they weren't. Went back to the morning, they were gone. They were like, terrible. The whole fucking stock market had gone bust.
We basically thought, okay, we're in a good position, but we could be in a slightly better position if we do this, and we lost it all. We lost all the money.
You know what it was? Love Island. I'm happy, but my head could still be turned. I'm happy, but I could be happier. And we weren't. We were sadder.
Honestly, it's the thing of, we were desperate for a high number. We were getting, basically, you have to get a high number of this thing in Animal Crossing. And we were kind of on the sort of 35, 100, and suddenly we got a 400. And we're like, fuck, but we could get a 500. It's like, no, just be happy with your 400. And
but it ended up paying off because we did get nearly 500.
We did make good money.
Yeah.
We did get good money in the end. But
we did.
We got greedy quick. It's funny how quickly you get greedy. We were desperate, desperate, desperate.
Drunk on power. It's like, yeah, if I was the president, I would be a fucking cunt.
We got greedy fast, within seconds.
Peasants killed them
we
all.
We were thrilled, and instantly it's like, but I want, please, sir, can I have some more? It was crazy.
I think that wraps us.
Let's answer the question. How are you spending your life?
Oh, that was the question. How are you spending your life? Was that the question? How are you spending your life?
I asked, how are you spending your one life?
Okay.
And then she threw it back and said, after talking about capitalism, yeah, which we agree is bollocks, and it's shit for everyone involved. Like, even fucking Elon Musk is not thriving, even though society will tell you it is.
Especially Elon Musk is not thriving.
So how are you choosing to spend your one life, assuming that reincarnation does not exist and it's not cinema times after life?
I think my one life has been spent and will continue to be spent learning and growing, and I'm not exaggerating. I actually think that's really accurate.
Yeah.
And I would like to think that everyone listening is with me on that, coming along with... What about you?
I would say learning, growing, and...
Oh, here we fucking go. Just add, and being the best.
Learning, growing. No, I love it so much. I love learning and growing, but I also want to... I think I would also add kind of having fun, like playing. Do you know what I mean? Just like having a good old,
good
jolly old laugh, like just being a bit.
Yeah, love it. I agree, but it was more so off the top of my head.
No, mine too. Also, I'm gonna add a million things, but also yeah. Just I love the fun aspects, like the almost ridiculous aspects of life. Like I want more of that. I love that. That's what I like live for. The things that are just like really absurd. I'll bring that in, you know.
I'm obsessed. Well, feel free. My cinema door is always open.
Yours is great, but it could be better. I think this has been a great first episode back. I'm so excited to be back.
Yes, thank you so much for having us back. Yeah, you didn't have a choice. We were coming back either way.
Kicking and screaming.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much. Leave us a review on Apple.
And as always, contact us in any way, shape or form. DM, email, message in a bottle.
Just know, we scream at a comment, we cry at a DM, and we shit our pants at an email. Just remember that hierarchy of contacts.
So which one would you like from us? Yep. Thank you so much. Genuinely, thanks.
Thank you so much, and au revoir. Bye.
Hope you have the pleasant rest of your day. I literally would love to know what you're fucking doing right now.
I know. It's like, what are you eating? Like, give me like...
Where did my voice go? I would love to know.
What I love the most is getting a photo or a video of when you're listening. Like, oh my God, I'm listening right now.
Okay. So add that to list. If your email, you add an attachment... We shit our pants and we die.
Click the little, what's it called? Safety pin. What is that fucking thing? Clip. What's this?
A paperclip.
Paperclip. Click the paperclip. Attach file. Photo. Send us. Send that away. We'll scream. If someone does that, I'm not even joking. If someone does that.
We'll die.
I will not only shit my pants, but I think I might murder my family.
See them at the cinema.
Oh my God. Highlight reel. Perfect.
See ya.
Cool. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.